109. Black Silk Frogs. He was trying to sleep on a granite bench in the tall, cold hall of Daedra's voicemail, while trains, or perhaps Mobys, departed, dimly announced by gravely incomprehensible voices. Light pulsed. He opened his eyes. He lay on the leather cushions in the cupola. Out in the darkness of the garage, another pulse. He sat up, rubbed his eyes, peered out. Squid light again, on Ossian, upholding in one hand, on a hanger, dark clothing. Beside him, Ash, grim-faced, though no more than usual, dressed in what seemed a chauffeur's uniform, black, the breast of its stiff tunic crossed with frogs of black silk cord. She wore a large hat like some Soviet commodore, its gleaming patent bill obscuring her eyes. Now he remembered what Flynn had said about Lobir and Griff. The mind reels, he thought, struck by the phrase itself, and how seldom, if ever, his seemed to. And how it didn't now, at the thought of Lobir and Griff being, in some sense, the same person. He was glad, though, to be too young to have some earlier self abroad in Flynn's day. Pulse.